Dan Streeter, the CEO, the man behind the Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan. And thank you for joining us here in studio, sir.
Really is great to be able to be here, and the partnership with WSGW is just amazing. And I half expected Art to be here, though, too. I mean, anytime I come in here, he normally is here. He must be sleeping in this morning.
Yeah, he saves a lot of travel time, and you know, he just saunters from the bedroom to the home studio.
Right.
We're going to bring the home studio to him. You should go knocking on his door, because you're going to be on with Art at 9 o'clock to talk more about what we're talking here. Dan, you are here to talk about what's going to be happening over the next couple of weeks. What, starting Sunday officially, that the Rescue Ministries is ready to do its summer match campaign.
Right, and if you're a loyal listener, you know that we've developed this program over the last several years, because what we had found was, come into August, it was always one of the times that we were lowest in funds that would come in and donations. And a lot of it is because of the weather that's out there right now. People want to go and enjoy Michigan and go on their vacations. And so they sometimes don't think about the homeless and the problems that we have. But the problem doesn't go away even when there's good weather. And in fact, historically, with our women and children's ministry, that August is typically one of our busiest months of the year. And so this is one of those times where demand is high, but the resources were coming in slow. So we brainstormed together several years ago and came up with this match. And so we have a group of very faithful donors. We talked to them back in the late spring, asked them if they would help to lead the charge. And so they have provided $70,000 worth of match money.
Wow. Wow, they really stepped up, didn't they?
They, like I said,
wow.
Yeah. And so very faithful, very passionate. You know, the ministry was started back in 1905. And I think there's even some suspicion that maybe Art was there that day.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure of that.
I was
around at the time to attest to it, but I'm sure he was.
He did the original interview, yeah. if you know, and talking about that, maybe we have some listeners who don't know, new listeners, new to the area, I don't know, or maybe just need a reminder of, we talk about the Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan, what do you do?
So we're helping to provide care and emergency shelter for anybody who is homeless. And we have two facilities here in Saginaw, City Rescue Mission of Saginaw, and then also Good Samaritan Rescue Mission in Bay City. Helping to provide care, and last night we had around 160 people staying with us. And so it doesn't matter whether COVID's going on, doesn't matter if it's sunshine outside, doesn't matter if it's cold outside. There are people there every night of the year, all through the year. And we're helping to provide the care, the life skills, classes, the guidance, advocacy, helping to get them into permanent housing situations and turn their life around.
I think that's key. Maybe to mention just a little bit more in detail that you're not just housing people and welcoming them, which is an important part of what you do, but you're taking them from where they're coming to you to the perhaps lowest point in their lives and helping them get back on their feet again.
And just like what you had said, the lowest point in their lives, nobody ever plans on being homeless. And so when it happens, it can be a very devastating effect. You've heard no from many different resources, and it's sometimes thought as a failure when you have to come to the mission. And so we realize people come from all kinds of various reasons. It may be is an episodic thing that happened. It may be a series of medical bills that came up that were unplanned. It may be a mental illness. It may be substance abuse. What we found historically is that there's just a myriad of reasons. We just want to be there to help provide a safe place, three meals a day, help minister to what your needs are, and let you know that there's hope, that things can turn around.
Yeah, you're the last hope in many cases. And here's an example, probably unrelated to you directly, but this morning on the police scanner, the police were responding in Bay City to a person over the railing about to jump off a bridge. And I believe they were able to talk that person down and get them back. But sometimes people are one step away and they need a place where they can get shelter.
Definitely. You just don't know what's going on with that person. And so that's why it's so critical that we're what we consider is the safety net in the community, for both communities, Bay and Saginaw. And so we've been able to do this, like I had mentioned, for 116 years. And to me, that's amazing that this region has supported us and has believed, because I believe our community is only as strong as our weakest link.
Before we tell you how you can get involved in this summer match and remind listeners that as much as we're talking about this now, there'll be more details coming up into the 9 o'clock hour on the Art Lewis Show. Art Lewis, have you come to defend your honor before you get your crack directly at Dan Streeter?
Yeah, turn my mic on.
Yes, you're on. You are. Oh, you. I see your microphone. So there you go. Okay, let's do that. You can join us there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, now we got it, right?
Oh, yeah, you're on.
Streeter, if I interviewed you in 1905, you don't look a day older.
No, you interviewed Dad back in 1905.
Yeah, and your dreams.
He's not the original Streeter we're associated with the Rescue Ministries of Mid Michigan. But you're going to have Dan on at 9 o'clock. Is that right, Art Lewis?
So I've been told. Yes, indeed.
All right. We'll look forward to having that conversation.
Oh, me too.
Dan, why don't you tell us how listeners can get involved, maybe even other businesses. How do we support this Summer Match campaign?
So the easiest way is to go to our website, r3monline.org. And then you can just hit the donate button there. There's going to be a hot link about the match. You can hit that, and within a couple clicks, you're going to have it where you can make your donation. Or you can call in to the mission at 752-6051, and then you can be able to talk to Kim Ansel, and she would process your donation. So a couple different ways, or you can write a check and send it in the mail. Some are more comfortable with that. Just put on their Summer Match. And if you do that in the memo section. So multiple ways, or you can even come down to the ministry and make a cash donation.
Well, I think that's an interesting point, because people can actually come back to the ministry, and you encourage that, especially to see how people's donations are being used.
We, you know, obviously with COVID, we had to slow down a lot of that access, but we're starting to let that happen again, and where people can come in and be able to see what's happening. We don't want there to be any secrets. We're a charity four-star, a charity navigator four-star rated. Our reputation is important to us. We want to make sure that the integrity is in place, so that way you see and know that every dollar that's donated is going directly to what we say. It's helping to stay here local and to help people in need here local.
Maybe we can take a moment to update listeners, too, because something that's been brand new within the past year is your youth housing. And what's the update on that that you have?
So the Samaritan Youth Shelter, we opened that up in January 26th, and we've been averaging around 3 young people at a time. And that's just been amazing to have that transition and time to be able to help them.
When you say young people, do you have a specific ages you're talking about?
12 to 17. We're licensed now for unaccompanied youth 12 to 17. And then we also opened up a ministry called Impact Designs, helping furnishing homes. And the best way I can say it is, if you ever watched on the TV show The Home Makeover Experience, that's what we're doing for families as they move into their new apartment. So if you go to our Facebook page, r3monline.org, you'll see pictures of both of those parts of the ministry going on, plus our day-to-day operations. So maybe you've never given before to the ministry. That's a really great, intimate way to see how lives are being changed.
Wow. Do you also take volunteers to help with the actual move-in and whatever renovation might be needed in the place at Dan?
We do. And so whether it's helping to receive donations, whether it's helping to do the design work for the new apartment, or whether it's on the actual day to do the move-in, mm-hmm. there's all kinds of volunteer opportunities. And so, yeah, just call the ministry, 752-6051, and let them know you want to volunteer. Or, once again, you can go online, and we've got all the volunteer opportunities online.
There's a lot happening with the Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan.
Yeah, and if you ever have the opportunity, as Dan said, they're starting to open up more. If you ever have an opportunity to take a tour, as I did a couple of years ago, you'll see how big of an operation it is and how much it takes to keep all that going. So, you know, we come to you to help out. It's we have a firm belief that it's needed, so we appreciate your support.
$70,000 Summer Match campaign. We can turn 70 into 140. Even I can do that math. It's real simple, listeners. We're asking you to step up, please. and make donations. The campaign's going on for how long, Dan?
We have 2 weeks.
Starting this Sunday.
And so also there isn't any confusion what goes along with having announced it here on the radio. Some of you may also see in your mailbox a opportunity to respond by mail. So that's also coming to a mailbox near you if you still receive snail mail.
Yeah. Well, you used to do a lot of this through the newspaper, and the newspaper just isn't what it once was. So we are using more modern methods of getting the word out about the need.
Well, that's the good thing about WSGW. I think, Art's been here forever, and so you can count on another, he's been here 100 years. He can go another 100 years.
Another 100 more.
Sure, I think so, yeah.